Hearings for SEPTA continue before City Council tomorrow. One of the big debates about this arena, the 76ers arena, is what it's going to cost SEPTA, $20 million a year to provide service to it. And that is touching off a debate over who's going to pay for it. Here's KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
SEPTA produced an e-consult report explaining the reasons for the costs. Service has to be regular and reliable to get people to take it. And unlike the station at the South Philadelphia stadiums where subway cars can park until needed, Jefferson Station, which would serve the arena, cannot store idle trains. So they would have to be integrated into a regular schedule, requiring 20 new trains. Arena supporters such as Councilman Mark Squilla says the developer shouldn't be responsible for the costs.
Because they're only going to have 150 events. Why should they fund something for 365 days a year? They're not going to the arena when it's closed. Why should they pay for it?
Squilla says it's up to the government to support extra service, while arena skeptics say the 76ers' demand for SEPTA to transport 40% of fans is unprecedented. Councilman Jeffrey Young says it's the team's responsibility.
As resources are thinning out, as the needs of our city continues to grow, we have to look for those resources elsewhere.
Who pays SEPTA is not part of the arena legislation, so plans can move ahead without an answer. But the question won't go away. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.